Good Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Nitzavim, the last Shabbos of the year for Tafshin Ayin Tes. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Aleikechem. You are all standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu today. The Mefarshim tell us that Parshas Nitzavim always comes out before Rosh Hashanah, and one of the reasons is because this word Nitzavim, we are standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we prepare ourselves for the Yom HaDin, Haba Aleinu L'Toyva, Tafshin Pei, this coming Sunday night, Monday and Tuesday. It's interesting to note that also in the parsha of Nitzavim, V'shavta Ad Hashem Aleikecha, the pasuk tells us that we are going to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the parsha of Tshuva, also in the parsha of Nitzavim. My friend Rabbi Shraga Kallis in Yerushalayim points out that in this Shabbos, which is the last Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the great opportunity to do Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum, to review the parsha two times, and one time with the Targum, with the Targum Unklis, is that we're able to be mekayim this mitzvah, which is with a very, very short parsha. Each week there's a separate mitzvah to be Mavri Sedra, to go over the parsha, Shnayim Mikra Becha Targum, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the great zechus that before Rosh Hashanah we can come to the Yom HaDin with the Shnayim Mikra Becha Targum, with the parsha, which is very small, something to think about. We should also focus this week on trying to light candles early, try to get ready for Shabbos early, try to be mechaper, try to atone, try to fix, be mesaken, all of the Erev Shabboses of the rest of the year. As we know, the last days of the year, a person could fix that day that from the previous year, Mondays for Monday, Tuesdays for Tuesday, and of course Shabbos for Shabbos. Let's try to take that opportunity right now coming into Parshas Nitzavim. One last thought I'd like to share as we go into Rosh Hashanah. There's a very interesting halacha, an obscure halacha. Many people don't know this or notice this, but over the years it's something that I noticed and it always bothered me. The Baal Tokea, the one who blows the shofar, he goes up to start the rendition of the Tekiah Shofar, and we say the Psukim and Ameitzar, getting ready, it builds up for Tekiah Shofar, and then the Baal Tokea makes the brachos. He says the blessings, Asher Kedushanu Mitzvah Mitzvahu Neshma Kol Shofar, and then he makes Shechiyanu both days. Of course, we all know that there is a halachic discussion. The Gemara deals with why do we make Shechiyanu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Do we not? Is it one day? Is it 2 days? If you ever noticed, you'll see that the Baal Tokea, the one who blows the shofar, he does not take out the shofar when he is blowing the shofar, when he's making the bracha for the shofar. He takes out the shofar only after he has finished reciting the blessings. During the recitation of the blessings, the shofar is covered. And it always bothered me, why is it that we cover the shofar? Isn't the mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar with the shofar? So I saw this year that the Mata Ephraim, which is the sefer on Halachas of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, he says something quite profound. He says that the reason why we cover the shofar during the brachas of the shofar is because the mitzvah of shofar is not the horn. The mitzvah of shofar is to hear, lishmaya, as we say in the bracha, to hear the koil shofar, to internalize the sound of the shofar. That is the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar. And if we had the shofar out during the bracha, people would think that the mitzvah is on the shofar. The mitzvah is on the actual horn, and that's not true. Of course, there are halachas surrounding the horn. It has to come from a kosher animal. It has to not have any cracks. It cannot be glued shut. If there were holes there, it can't be filled in. Many different halachas that are nogea to the shofar. But the shofar itself is only, as we say in Lamda Sahich Timtza, it's only a way to get to the sound of the shofar. And I think there's a lesson here for all of us as we go into Rosh Hashanah. You know, there is a famous saying brought down in many Sfarim. It's actually brought down in Halacha. Mishabur talks about this. Chaber talks about this. That we do not have any egoism. We don't have a nut on our table on Rosh Hashanah because it's Begematria Chet. Begematria Chet, and therefore we don't want to have anything that has to do with sin. And a Melitza, a little joke that the world says, which is not really a joke, is that chet is also begematria chet. That doing a sin is also not the right thing. And the point over here is that quite often in life, just like with the shofar, we make the ikar into the tuffel and the tuffel into the ikar. We take the main thing and make it secondary, and we take the secondary things and make them into the main things. And each person probably can figure out to themselves in their lives how this comes to fruition. When the chazan, when the Baal Tekeah will take out the shofar this year and we'll see that it's covered, let's try to dedicate ourselves during the listening of the shofar, all the other kavanas and concentrations that a person has to have. But let's try to at least internalize to ourselves that this year we want to try to make the main thing, and the secondary things, the secondary things. Let's try to work on the Ben Adam L'Chavero, giving tzedakah, treating our spouses, our families the correct way, our friends the right way. Let's try not to make the things that are not important important, and to remember the important things in our lives. Wishing everybody a good Shabbos, and Iksir Achsim Atav V'Chol Tov. May we all be Zaycha to have a year of Bracha, Hatzlacha, Parnasa, Nachas, Gesund, and Kol Tov.